Good morning. We learned at the beginning of the Masech that one of the people who take off truma, the truma does not work, is someone who takes off truma for somebody else. At the time we mentioned that it's only talking about a case where a person goes without the knowledge of the owner of the produce and he takes off truma, and therefore he can't do it. However, there is a pasuk that teaches us that a person can appoint a shliach, he can appoint someone to take off truma for him in his stead. In such a case, it does work. So now, we learned yesterday that there are different shiurim, different amounts that people give for truma. Now the question becomes, if someone is appointed to take off truma for somebody else, how much truma should he take off? So the Mishnah says, someone who says to his shliach, he appoints somebody to take off truma, and he says, "Tzei utrom, go take off truma." Halach is tarim, he takes off kedaitar shal balabayas. The same way that if the balabayas, the owner of this produce, was taking off truma by himself, this person should use a similar amount that the balabayas would take off, and he should take off the same thing. Now, if he takes off more, we'll see that it doesn't work, because again, he's then acting as somebody who's taking off truma for somebody who has not appointed him. Now, let's say he doesn't know. Balabayas, perhaps himself, doesn't really even know. He just says, do me a favor, I want you to take care of this ritual process here, take off the truma for my produce. So how much should he take off? Then the Mishnah says, you should take off kebeninus like someone who's in the middle. Because the majority of people find themselves in the middle. So there are some people who are very generous, they give a lapa in yafa. Some people who are very stingy, they give very little, which is ayin rub. But the average person gives beninus, which is, as we said yesterday, 2%. So he should take off 2%. And again, like we mentioned, it's not going to be an exact measurement, but an approximate measure of 2%. And the Mishnah says, Echam Echamisha, 1/50. Piches Asara, or Hosef Asara. So let's say he took off more or took off less. Then, Chuma to Chuma. It works. If he erred a little bit, taking off just a drop more, just a drop less, just more than 2%, just less than 2%, then it's fine. However, if he intentionally took off more, then that the beninus, or if he intentionally took off more, so in such a case, he's acting without permission from the owner, and he has no permission to do that. In such a case, ein chumas chuma. This goes back to the original halach that we learned in the first mission in the Masechta. The person is now taking off chuma without permission from the owner, because he does not have permission to add more than the owner would have wanted. In such a case, that part is not chuma, and the rest would seemingly be good. Now, the next mission, Mishnah Hay, discusses a case where a person wants to be extremely generous. We mentioned the person could be generous, and he could take off more than 2%, which is 1/40. So then which is approximately 2.5%. So the person's marba, Mishnah Hay, says a marba v'truma. A person takes off a lot of truma. So how much can a person take off and it's still considered halachically to be truma? Rabbi Lezer Omer Echad Me'asar, the most you can take off is 1/10. That would be the most. More than that, it's not considered truma. And where do you know that from? Because we do have a shear in the Torah for Trumas Meiser, where the Torah calls the Meiser that the Levi gives to the Kohen, calls it a Truma. And that shear is 1/10. Yasser Mikan, if a person takes off more than that, Yasena Trumas Meiser Makam Acher, it does not have a halach of Truma. Rather, now he has a problem, because he took off more than this 1/10, this 10%. So now he takes his whole mixture. He doesn't know which part is a truma, which part is not, because that little part, that extra 1% that he took off, is not going to be truma. Now it's all mixed in. So what he does is, he brings a levy over, and the levy who's chayiv to give trumas meiser will earmark that extra piece, even though he can't specify which one it is, as a trumas meiser. It will thereby exempt another part of Meisah that needs to be given, and the whole thing is now given to the Kohen. Since you can't have more than 10% becoming Meisah, that extra 1% that he gives, he combines it with a Levi, because it's Chulin. It's Chulin, and ultimately it's mixed into Truma, so no one else can eat it other than the Kohen. In other words, you have a problem here, because you have 10% truma, you have 1% which is chulin, you don't know where the chulin is, so nobody's allowed to eat this other than the kayin, but you want to use that piece, you don't want to just give extra to the kayin, so you'll use that extra piece as chumas meiser, which will exempt another set of produce that needs to be taken, that needs to be tithed. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says mechza chulim mechza shumi. Could even do up to 50%. Rabbi Akiva, they say achi yishar sham chulin. You can take off as much truma as you want, as long as you leave something. The only thing you can't do is say that the whole thing should be truma. So if you leave over even a little bit, then it's fine. It's truma, and that is how we paskin. A person can take off as much truma as he wants, as long as he leaves some chulin behind. Have a wonderful day.